EasyIrish.com, a podcast show where learning Irish is made easy. Here are your hosts, Antoine and Darlath.
Jadiva Harja, EasyIrish.com, Esmesha Irla, and Tamia Shaw Lahanchana.
Jadiva Harja.
And Athlean Free, Washa Dave, to you all, Happy New Year to everyone. We hope you've had a great Christmas and a great New Year's. We're here tonight podcasting our first podcast of 2013, and it's absolutely freezing outside, so Antona has the fire on the go here as we're recording this podcast tonight. So, Antona, to kick us off for 2013, what's tonight's lesson?
Well, tonight's lesson, Gerlath, you wished everybody a happy new year. Athlean Free, Washa Dave, you like, we're going to cover tonight some new year's resolutions and how you would go about saying it. Have you made a new year's resolution? Just phrases, simple phrases like that.
Okay.
Now, to kick it off, just, Ja run na blain na ura, ya be as a tree jig. That's new year's resolution for 2013. Now, there's a couple of words there. Blain is the word for a year. We've used blain before. But run, R-U-5-A-N, run means intention or purpose or intent, or it can mean a resolution as well. It means emotion. It means other things. But we've only touched on a few of them.
So,
but Ja run is a good intention.
Good intention. So Ja
resolution.
Ja run. Right then.
Now, Ja, just to explain that first bit of it, there's a Ja and then a hyphen and then run. Now the notes will go out, so it's on the notes. But Ja is like a prefix. You put it in front of another word and it adds to it, like Ja run, good intention. I have other examples. Ja cree or Ja free, good hearted or kind hearted. Ja gee, you'll see that as well. Good wish or good prayer. Ja hill, goodwill.
So basically, the prefix there is like Ja, and then the hyphens and whatever
run.
The word is afterwards, right?
The noun can come behind it. It could be Ja ar, a good man.
A good man, Ja ar.
So it can change what it does, good, and then whatever, good food, goodwill, good wish.
Right then.
Again, that word rune is used as a term of endearment as well, but we'll do more about terms of endearment in the next few podcasts coming up to Valentine's.
Aye.
But a rune machreen, that could be translated as darling. Aye? Now, rune's a good word to get to know, because we rune means in confidence. I told Jarliff wrote something in confidence. We rune. In secret, it could mean that as well. But any secret you had, you might tell them to this type of person, a carrion, and that's your confidant, a good friend or a cara that you could share your secrets with.
Okay, there seems to be a lot associated with this.
The word rune, and then there's other words, rooney, secretary, comes from it. But we'll get into the New Year's resolution stuff now. And there's a couple of ways of saying it. Ja run na half lena, New Year's resolution. Or if that doesn't suit you, you could say Ja run don half lane, don half lane. The next one you could say is Ja run don vlane ur. Now, you'll hear the difference in the sound, but whatever one suits yourself, or the one you're most happy with, that's the one to use.
Okay.
Eventually get used to them all, but the introduction there, the Ja run na blaine ura, that might take a while to get used to, but these ones are a bit easier to say. Have you made a New Year's resolution? Ask that question, you would say, An will Ja run na half blaine jantogat. Have you made a New Year's resolution? And we could say then as well, Kitchi and Ja run don half lane the target. What's your resolution for the new year? Or have you one for the new year? And you could say Ta me gullerish jabia. Yes, I'm going on a diet. Now, a lot of people, Charlotte, you know yourself, the new year, were stuffed with turkey and ham and all the goodies over Christmas. A lot of people start the new year by saying, I'm going on a diet. That's their new year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm talking in the present tense, but you could use be me go er aisha be. I'm going on a diet, or I will be going on a diet. But this next one, this structure, we'll use this for a lot of these sayings. Ta me hun nis lu a iha. I'm going to eat less. Ta me hun. Now that word, Charlotte, C-H-U-N, but it's pronounced hun. You don't hear the C. Ta me hun nis lu a iha. I'm going to eat less. And for some of us that might want to go off the drink or cut down the drink, ta me hun nis lu a all. I'm going to drink less.
Okay.
Now, I do the same every year myself, and I say I'm going to lose weight. Ta me hun makan a kalyanch. I'm going to lose weight.
So, and that sentence is makan, that means to lose, is it?
Makan is the actual word for wit.
Sorry, wit.
Wit. And kail is the verb to lose or loss.
Ah, okay.
And kailyans. No, you could say kailu as well. Makan a kailu or makan a kailyans. The next one I have, and a lot of people might opt for this one this year, because this year is 2013. In Ireland here, it's Bliain na Gaeilge, the year of the Irish language, 2013. So, ta me hun an Gaeilge ollam. I am going to learn Irish. Or I'm going to learn an Gaelic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the next one, I'm going to support Bliain na Gaeilge 2013. Ta me hun takeach a horch da Bliain na Gaeilge. Ya Bilis had 3J. I'm going to support. Takiak was the word to support, to give support. Takiak a horch. Again, there's a lot of talk about Bliain na Gaeilge.
Mm-hmm. See that word just incidentally? Takiak?
Takiak.
Takiak, is that the same saying? Would you use that in the context of, like, Tame Takiak? You're Man United?
Well, Takiak is support. If you're a supporter, you can use that as well, that Takiak. Tame Torch Takiak, the hero. I'm supporting Chiron.
Mm-hmm.
Tame Torch Takiak, the Man U or Manchin Intaha. Man United.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Larfa. Liverpool, and or da Hiron to Chiron. The next one, Jarlath, and again, a lot of people who have a wee bit of Irish, I hear some of them saying, ta me hun nis mo Gaelic a lorch. They're going to speak more Irish in 2013, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. That will be mine. Ta me hun nis mo.
Well, a lot of the ones at the classes have been saying that they're going to do their best because it is 2013. They're going to try and speak more Irish this year. The next one, ta me hun bia flancio aiha. I'm going to eat healthy food. Again, same thing again. A lot of people feel that they've let themselves go. They've been eating things that they wouldn't normally eat. They're getting back on track, eating healthy food again. This is another one as well. Once we cut down the food, we need to get more exercise. Ta me hun nis mo agliach da yanu. I'm going to do more exercise. Or take more exercise, even, you could translate it as. And this next one, people might make this as a New Year's resolution. I will go to the leisure centre more often. The leisure centre, the swimming pool, gyms, you have it. They're all there. Rahime guji antola nis minika. Nis minika. Rahime guji antola nis minika. I will go to the leisure centre more often.
So Antolan is leisure centre then?
Solan is actually the name for the leisure centre, but Antolan. This next one, a lot of people who are trying hard to get work, and it's not easy at the minute, but some people are positive about it, and they say, Tammy Hon, Hoss Boo and I, I'm going to get a permanent job. So their resolution is that they're going to get a permanent job.
Right, that's what, Sinead?
Well, Charlotte, that's it. That brings us to the questions to do. And I must say, there's a lot of stuff there in this one, but we can, anybody that wishes they can send us in what their New Year's resolution is, we'll send it out to them. But there's plenty there to get on with.
Even if they just grasp a few, that the ones that they are committed to, it's just something that, it's just interesting there how the sentences are laid out there, like a Tammy Hun, and then it's whatever it is afterwards. So.
Well, the Hun there means I am going to. Tammy Hun is going to. I am going to do that.
We'll move on to the quiz now, Antonia here, and we've got about 5 questions here that we can ask the audience at home. So, I'm going to go through them here, so we'll start with number 1. And how would you say in Irish that I'm going to eat healthier? I'm going to eat healthier. So that's number 1. And then number 2, how would you say in Irish, I'm going to learn Irish? I'm going to learn Irish. That's number 2. And number 3, I'm going to ask a question this time. And how would you say, or how would you ask in Irish,
Have you made a New Year's resolution?
Have you made a New Year's resolution? So number 3, have you made a New Year's resolution? And then number 4, how would you say in Irish, I'm going on a diet? I'm going on a diet. And lastly, number 5, how would you say, I'm going to get that permanent job? I'm going to get that permanent job. Alright, so that's the 5 questions. So Anthony, can we reveal the answers here? So back to number 1.
Number 1, I'm going to eat healthy food. Tammy hon bia slancho aisha. Tammy, I am hon bia slancho aisha.
Alright. So, well done if you got that one right. So number 2, it was I'm going to learn Irish. And how would you say that, Anthony?
Again, same similar structure. Tammy hon gaelic olam. Tammy hon gaelic olam.
Alright, so well done if you got that. And number 3, maybe a little more difficult, is the question form this time. Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
Number 3, we say, and will ja rin na blena jant of it. Have you made a New Year's resolution?
Right.
And will ja rin na blena jant of it.
And number 4, I asked, I'm going on a diet.
I'm going on a diet, we say, ta me a gol aishja bia.
The bia.
Aishja bia. A diet.
So well done if you got that. And the last one, I'm going to get a permanent job.
Well, here's hoping you would say, ta me hun pos buon aid. Ta me hun pos buon aid.
Okay, so if you got all those 5 right, you're doing exceptionally well. But I wouldn't expect, there's a lot of new terms in there for people, and I think that maybe the ones that closely associate you, like the ones that my own resolutions there, like Tammy Hun and Gilliga Olam and Tammy Hun Nishmo Gilliga Lorch, instantly I'll remember them because it's associated to my own resolutions.
My own one, Jared, every year is the same, Tammy Hun Makin a Collins. I'm going to lose wit.
No, that's good. That's not. Pretty now, will we move on to the phrase of the week?
The phrase of the week, I suppose there's no point in talking about all these things. You know, we can make resolutions to we're blue in the face, but we need to actually carry them through. And this phrase hopefully might keep people at it. And the phrase is, Jan Moran, agus cean beaga. Jan Moran, agus cean beaga.
And what does that mean?
That means, literally means, do a lot, but sing a little.
Okay.
Now, really, translated into English, it means action speaks louder than words.
Okay.
Now, so we're advising people to do plenty, but don't bum and blow about it.
Okay. No, that's a good one then.
And action will speak louder than words, especially with me, the scales will speak louder than any words.
The scales be singing?
No, you see, for the people that have made their resolutions, whatever, it's just to wish them good luck. You'd say, go near and tall, live you leg. Good luck to you all.
Ah, okay.
Because it takes a bit of doing. A lot of people make resolutions and they fall by the wayside after a few weeks or even days.
That's true.
So, go near and tall, live you leg.
I just know myself, it's 3 weeks in and it's hard to keep it up. Everything wavers after. But no, it'd be good now if you can keep it up, to keep going, that's all you can do. You can just keep the head down, just Jan Moran, agus cean beaga.
Cean actually is the verb to sing. Beagan, a little. Ta beagan gaelic agam. We had that earlier on. Níl Moran gaelic agam. That's good words to have as well.
Okay, Tashan Gomai, so Gramaoga, Dantana.
Gramaoga Hain.
And Gramaoga to everyone at home. So we hope you enjoyed the lesson. There's a lot in that there, but with the notes up there, so you can listen again and listen back and kind of have a look and see what applies and what's interesting to you. And that's the way they keep remembering it. And hopefully, as Antona says there, the good luck to you all and with your resolutions.
Go near and ta, live you league. Now, we would pronounce it again in Ulster, but people might say Gunnarian Tau, live you leg. But we would say Gunnarian Ta, live you leg.
That's just the difference.
And dialects.
And the dialects. Right then, well, Shinne Gomai and Slan August Bannock.
Slan August Bannock. Gurumai Ogof.